For Parshas Yisro, we have 5 Divrei Torah. So we're going to start out towards the beginning of the Parsha. Perek Yud Ches, Psukim, Tesvav, and Tetzayin. As we know, Yisro is matching Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is judging Klal Yisrael from morning until night. Klal Yisrael, everyone online, take a number. And they're waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to judge the cases that they are bringing to him. And Yisro inquires, what's going on here? You're working pretty hard. People are waiting. Doesn't seem like this is the best structure that you could have for a judicial system. And Moshe Rabbeinu explains as follows, Ki avoy elai amli drosh elokim, Klal Yisrael come and they have their shailas. They have their shailas, lidrosh elokim, we'll explain that shortly. And also he says, he continues, Ki elahem davar, when they have a conflict, by elai, they come to me, v'shafatati ben ishu ben reyeh, when I judge between them, between the individuals who are in the machlokis, and I tell them what the halacha is. So, in fact, the Drash Vayun has an unbelievable explanation of what's going on, which we'll get to shortly. He says as follows. Unfortunately, there are people that are very careful about Bein Adam Lamakom, but not careful about Bein Adam Lachavero. So, unfortunately, as we said, they're strict in one area, but very weak in another area. So it comes to the shailas of strictly, we'll call it ritual, and halachas between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something treif, a kashrus issue, a nida issue. I have a shaila about Hilcha Shabbos. For all of those people, they look it up, they go to the Rav, they ask a psapik, they want to know, down to the smallest detail in the realm of Ben Adam Lamakom, people can excel, and many people do excel. However, when it comes to the realm of Ben Adam Lechaveiro, how we interact with other people, unfortunately, there are those, certainly more than those who excel, certainly more than those who are lacking in Ben Adam Lamakom, they are lacking in Ben Adam Lechaveiro, for example, questions of gezel, stealing, financial dealings, other financial dealings, personal interactions, speaking properly to the people. And when it comes to this second area, Ben Adam Lechaveiro, they're not asking shailas. They're not going to the Rav to ask the shailas. It's only after, when there's already a machlokes, there's a Din Torah, you need to go to Beis Din, that's when they bring their machlokes to the Rav, to the Beis Din, and start asking their shailas. And had people, says the Drash V'yun, were people as careful in the realm of Ben Adam Lachaveiro as they were in Ben Adam Lamakom, asking questions up front, setting things up so there won't be a machlokes, we would be in much better shape, and there would be no need, for the most part, for machlokes and judgments going to Beis Din. There would be no conflict if we just think in advance and set things up in advance in the realm of Ben Adam Lamakom, just like Ben Adam Lachaveiro. And accordingly, let's apply that to what we're seeing in our psukim. So when Yisro asks Moshe as follows, he sees everyone waiting. Why is there so much machlokes? Why are people fighting so much in Klal Yisro that they have to come to you and stand online and you have to judge them? So Moshe Rabbeinu answers as follows. He says, when it comes to Bein Adam Namakom, people come in advance. As the Pasuk says, Ki avoy lai ha'am lidrosh elokim. That's the beginning of the psukim that we quoted. When they have a Bein Adam Lamakom issue, they come and ask shailas in advance. However, when it comes to Ben Adam Lechaveiro, they wait until they have a machlokes, yelem davar. Only once they have a davar, once they have a fight, only then, by lie, do they come to me. So I'm always acting reactively and telling them what the halacha is. And people have to be proactive in the realm of Ben Adam Lechaveiro, asking in advance and setting things up for success, so that it doesn't have to be that there's a machlokes after the fact, that everything has to be a fight. So that is an unbelievable insight for the Drash Vayun, reading the psukim and applying them first. Ben Adam Lechaveiro is first, the Ben Adam Lechaveiro is Lidrosh Alakim, they come for that. But when it comes to Ben Adam Lachaveiro, it's only Yelahem Davar. Only once they get in the fight, they come, and that's indeed what has to change. We are moving forward to our second Dvar Torah. It is in Pasuk, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Hei, Vayisem Li, famous Pasuk, Vayisem Li, Segulami Kolamim, you should be the chosen ones from all of the people. So the Rebbe Mililov says beautifully, he says, Vayisem Li, Segula. What's this concept of Segula? If we think about Diktuk, or the nikud, how we vowelize Hebrew. There's the chirik and the komas and the this and the that. There's also the segel. Segula is segel. What's the segel? It's three dots. And the beauty of the segel is if you turn it over and over and over, it's always the same thing. If you turn a patach or komatz 45 degrees, 90 degrees, it's going to be something else. But a segel, if you turn it over and over, it's always going to maintain who it is. It's always going to be a segel. And the same thing applies to Klal Yisrael, that you should be, to me, a segel, segula, that you will have those same characteristics as the segel, that despite going to different lands and being under different governments and being in Galus in this place and that place and having different challenges, Klal Yisrael always has to maintain who they are. They always have to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvah, just like that segel. You tend to turn it up and down and around, but it's going to maintain the segel. It's going to maintain what it is. So too, Klal Yisrael has to vayisem li sigula, that Klal Yisrael has to maintain that same aspect of maintaining who they are, irrespective of where they are or the circumstances that they are encountering. We're moving forward to number three. The Pardes Yosef says on the Pasuk, it's Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud, V'kidashtem Hayom U'machar. This was Klal Yisrael preparing for Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, V'kidashtem Hayom U'machar. Prepare yourself today and tomorrow. So the Pardes Yosef brings a following drasha. You're going to have Kedusha today. For example, you're going to have Matan Torah today. It's not exactly the pshat, it's a drush on the pasuk. There's the kedusha you feel today, make sure that you continue with it and keep it with you into tomorrow and the next day and the next. And we should say the same thing as it applies to our lives. If we have a great shir or we're inspired by something, it shouldn't only be that day that we feel the inspiration, that we should maintain and we should keep it with us day in, day out thereafterward. Number four, we are moving on to Perek Yutes, Psukim Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet. What's going on here is preparation for Matan Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you need to warn Klal Yisrael once again, stay where they are. They're not permitted to come up to Har Sinai. Stay where they are and don't come up. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, we already warned them once for that. We don't have to warn them again. They were already told. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, nonetheless, tell them again. You need to repeat it. So the Kedushas Levi says what's going on here is that when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't go up to the mountain. It becomes a physical impossibility for him to do, to violate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't do. If there's a tzivui, if there's a mitzvah, it's not an option. If there's an Avera, it's not an option. It is an impossibility to do it. So here Moshe Rabbeinu is responding to Kadosh Baruch. If you look at the language, it's beautiful. This is the Kedusha Salevi, Rav Levi, Yitzchak Miberdichev, Lo Yuchalam La'alos. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu, you already told them, and we already told them you're not allowed to come. And if that's the case, there's a tzivoy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, commandment, don't come, lo yuchal. It is impossible for them to come up to our Sinai. Once a Kadosh Baruch Hu says something, it's as if there's a mechitzas barzel. There's an iron wall that would make it impossible for them to come because they know it's prohibited. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's impossible to violate that. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, lechred. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are on this unbelievable level that if there's a tzivoy, if I said something, it's an impossibility to violate it, but go down a little bit. Go down from your high level and see. We're talking about normal people, not like you. Normal people, even though it's a tzivoy, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says don't do it, they still need to be warned again. They need strengthening because they're not on your level. And that's an amazing concept. This concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, it's done. It's impossible to violate. That's obviously something that we should try to attain to. And just to build on that a little bit, so there was once a time that in the house of the Rebbe Mekatz, the Kutzker Rebbe, the great Kutzker Rebbe, there was something, apparently something valuable that was missing from the house. And the people in the household said it must have been stolen. And the Rebbe from Kutzk, the Kutzker Rebbe responds as follows, and I quote, Nignav, stolen? That's impossible. The Torah says, don't steal. In other words, the Kutzker Rebbe is saying the same thing as Moshe Rabbeinu. If the Torah says you can't steal, it's impossible that something would be stolen. No one would steal. And accordingly, the Rebbe was saying, it's impossible somebody would steal if the Torah says it, so it must be in the house somewhere. There's a story that the Baal Sfas HaEmes, himself, heard this from the Kostka Rebbe, that the Kostka Rebbe said, if it's stolen, it's impossible. And the Sfas HaEmes held that with him for many, many years. He heard it when he was a child, and he lived by that. That if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says you can't steal, you can't do something, it's like there's a wall, a metal wall preventing you from doing that action. And last, number five, during the Aseres HaDibros, Sheshes Yamim Tavod Vasisa Kol Melachtecha, we're in Perek Chaf, Psukim Tes and Yud, 6 days we should worship a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we should do a Malacha. V'yom ha'shvi Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha, on the seventh day, that's a Shabbos. So we typically read this as we have our avoda all week long, and on the seventh day we can simply rest. There's no avoda. So says Rabbeinu Bachya in the name of the Rambam as follows, that on 6 days we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yedei asiyas malachtecha. By virtue of doing our malacha, that's our avoda. That's worshiping of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not that on the seventh day we don't have avoda. The seventh day we do have avoda. By resting and not doing malacha, that is our avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on 7 days we have avoda. 6 days is working. On the seventh day, the lack of the working, the resting, is also our avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for listening.